The Sand Geeks. We are the Sand Geeks.
Hello, geeks. Welcome to episode 69 of the Sand Geeks podcast. Nothing significant at all about that number. I just felt like saying it like that. We are proudly sponsored by the excellent Kajal Perfumes, who you can find at kajalperfumes.com. There is a link in our wonderful Facebook group, the Sand Geeks podcast. If you choose to make a purchase, put in the code GEEKS10 and you'll get a 10% discount. And stay tuned to the end of the podcast. We will give you details about how you could win either a full bottle or a Kajal Perfumes discovery kit. All right, with that said, let me introduce my geeky co-host, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I mean, I love it when you do our sponsor bit because of your excellent voiceover voice. It sounds like a proper pucker sponsor kind of like advert, as it were. When I do, it's kind of like, yeah, you could sort of go on their website and see what you think, really. It's a completely different approach.
Well, actually, yours is probably better because if I'm sort of a bit more advertisy, salesy, then people trust that less. But if you're just like the everyday bloke who's just like, you know, saying it off the top of their head, then maybe it's better. Who knows? But I like the way you do it anyway. I think it's good that we're different.
It's funny because we actually made a decision, didn't we, at the start, that we weren't going to... We thought about pre-recording a sort of advert, in inverted commas, and just to shout out our sponsor. But we decided, no, we wanted to do it au naturel each week, just to kind of give them... Just so it's a bit more heartfelt, a bit more natural, a bit kind of, yeah, these are our sponsors and we're proud to work with them. So
yeah, because we discussed, didn't we, that we both listen to podcasts and every now and then, and some of them have loads of pre-recorded adverts. Some actually sort of bring some comedy into them and do them quite well. But I mean, they do, for me, I don't know about you, they do interrupt the flow of the podcast. When it's a pre-record and they take a break, it does take me out of the podcast. So I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to just sort of give our sponsors, Kajal, a mention, just without it being a pre-record, just doing it naturally every week.
Yeah, no, I think it works well. The other thing we should say, it's a bit odd this week, isn't it? It's not Sunday.
Yeah, it's not Sunday. No.
This is my fault, so we're recording this on a Saturday. So if something amazing happens Sunday morning that we've not mentioned in this podcast, and you're like, hold on, why aren't they mentioning that Jeremy has become king of Germany or something? Then the reason is because we're recording on a Saturday evening rather than a Sunday evening, and that's because, well, mainly the weather. I was meant to be meeting the grandparents or the in-laws and the kids' grandparents tomorrow for a lunch, etc., and a day out, but basically the forecast that fucked it. It's raining all day. Well, we're meant to be meeting them, yeah, today, so we've had to move it till tomorrow. So we've got to do that, and we won't be back in time to record, so we've had to shift it forward, so that's my fault.
Yeah, hopefully no crazy Jeremy stuff happens, like he admits to dodging a rape charge by claiming he was gay. So something as wild as that, you know, surely wouldn't happen.
Something as wild. I mean, he is a professional fragrance reviewer. He wouldn't tarnish his videos with that. But there we go. Anyway, we want to sort of try and get through this podcast at a reasonable rate, don't we, really, rather than what we normally do.
We've got a little bit of something left of our Saturday evenings, because I'd like to watch a movie. So I'd like to watch a Saturday night movie if I can, so I want to leave time for that.
Yeah. And before we do the Podmin and stuff, have you all caught up on Line of Duty? Did you catch it all up?
Yeah, I did. I'm caught up. Yeah.
I don't know if we want to spoil it for anyone in case they haven't caught up, but yeah,
we should probably not do in-depth spoilers. But I mean, were you satisfied with the way it ended?
I was not. I kind of like the fact that it sort of ended and it was kind of in theory finished, though of course they could extend it. Yep. But I sort of sat there and it was like 5 minutes later. I said, just turned to the wife and went, I don't feel satisfied with that. I feel like disappointed. And she's like, yeah, same. And then the Twitter sphere agreed with that opinion, basically. I think it's the general consensus that a lot of people feel a little bit kind of underwhelmed with the ending, but there you go.
Yeah. Well, to make a crude analogy, it's like, you know, you talk about happy endings, don't you? It's like if you booked in for a nice happy ending and you're just right at that moment, it's just about to happen, and the massage person just goes, actually, no, that's it now.
Time's up.
Time's just, up. Yeah, please, alarm goes off. Time's up.
Just one more minute. No, time's up. Oh my God. Yeah.
I know. There was such build up, and I guess the ending was sort of grounded a bit more in sort of the mundane reality of it. But after in Line of Duty world, where these incredulous things happened, you sort of wanted a little bit more. Let's leave it at that, I guess. This isn't a TV podcast.
Yeah, it's funny because my wife just said, she said, oh, I was like looking at the clock thinking, oh, there's going to be another twist. But it's like, no, there's only like 5 minutes left. Yeah. There's not. This is it now. I was like, damn.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Anyway,
let's do a bit of Podmin. So you can support us financially by donating through Ko-fi. It's like buying us a coffee. You can donate as little as £3 or whatever that equates to in your local currency. You know the score. It's ko-fi.com/thesentgeeks, all one word. We've only had one coffee this week, but it was quite a generous coffee. So there's probably a good a jug of coffee, I would say, from Barry from the channel Centralize. He said, keep up the good work, guys. Not donated for a while, so have a few coffees on me. Love the podcast. Much better than those vodcasts. So, Barry, you know the score,
yes,
my friend.
Yeah. Well done, our very own Peaky Blinder. He loves his Peaky Blinders, Barry. We're having a chat about it this week. And he went to an event dressed as a Peaky Blinder. And, of course, he's from that part of the world as well. And I tell you what, Barry dressed up in a smart suit looking like a Peaky Blinder. Looks the part, mate. I was envious of how smart he looked.
Ah, fair play. Because Scott always looks quite dapper, doesn't he? He often likes to dress up in the sort of three-piece and stuff as well. On Centurion channel as well. He often kind of looks quite dapper chap.
I know, I feel anyway. Dan dresses up a little bit on his channel as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, of course. Mr. Smelly. He's the quintessential gentleman, isn't he?
Yeah, so. Sometimes I think, I should dress a bit smarter on my channel, but if I put like a suit or something on, I don't feel, it feels wrong for me and my channel. I don't know.
It was funny, when I did stand-up comedy, there was this whole kind of balance. There were some comedians that just literally would go on in their jeans and t-shirt or whatever, and obviously if you ever went to an open mic night, that's what you would do. But then when you actually had like a proper gig where people had bought tickets and you're in a theatre, you sort of like, sometimes there was a few of us that maybe kind of, oh, I'm just gonna wear a suit or whatever and kind of, you know, look a bit more sort of professional in inverted commas.
Yeah.
And some people was like, no, it's not me, I'm gonna stick to me and be me on stage, where some people kind of would try, and I tried a bit of both. In the end, ultimately I decided I'm just gonna be me. But I remember one time I was in like a theatre gig and there was like rows of seats and stuff, and there were some photos being taken right from the back and there was like a banner up behind, and I actually wore a suit that night, and my mate just said, he saw the photo and he went, mate, you just look like a fucking magician standing there in that suit. I was like, yeah, that's not me. Clearly, I just need to stick to the jeans and t-shirt or whatever. That's kind of more my bag. So yeah, that did make me laugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is the only Ko-fi. Has there been any reviews?
We've had, there's quite a long, lovely five-star review here, which I'll read out to you now. So the title of this one is A Safe Haven for All Things Fragrance. The Scent Geeks podcast is your one-stop shop for everything pertaining to scent. Geeks Chris and Steve excellently blend the friendly banter of daily life, akin to spending an evening catching up with pals at the pub, with well-informed, relevant and topical discussions of the ins and outs of being a fragrance collector and reviewer, which is great, which is exactly sort of what we go for, isn't it? So that's nice to hear.
Of course,
and then he goes on to say, listen at your own risk, because there is a high likelihood that once you finish an episode, you will inevitably binge all of the rest. It's that enjoyable. Many thanks to you two for making the pandemic that much more bearable and giving us something to look forward to with excitement each week. Chris was one of the first channels I stumbled upon when at the beginning of my fragdiction, and my first ever niche purchase was Galloway after hearing Chris's repeatedly sing its praises. So thank you, as I will have a lovely memory associated with the beginning of my journey for the rest of my life. When reaching for it in the warmer weather, although Steve doesn't seem that partial to it, to the best of my knowledge, neither of you have dabbled in the world of Diptyque, so I'd highly recommend giving the house a look, as they are supremely underrated in the community, in my opinion. Thanks again from a loyal fan all the way from Riga, Latvia. So there we go. I think that's our first Latvian review.
I thought I saw us in the Latvian charts on Chartable, but I'm not sure. I'm just having a look now. Yes.
Quite possible.
We've fallen 12 places in Latvia, though. Oh, no. That's in the arts. In the fashion and beauty, we've fallen 4 places and down to number 30. Right. So I reckon it's that person that's listening in Latvia.
Yeah.
So there we go.
And we should mention this week, we were number one in Tanzania for a time.
We were. Number one podcast, mate. Number one podcast.
Yeah.
We don't need to go into finer details. Don't need to go down into finer details. The fact that it was a subsection of arts, being fashion and beauty, and in a specific country. But that aside, number one podcast. We'll put that on the banner.
Right. Well, we've got another review here. I'm sad to say it's not 5 stars, but in the interest of balance, we should sort of mention all reviews. This is just 2 stars, Steve. This review. But don't worry too much, because the person said it would have been 5 stars because of the fragrance talk, but because we started talking about getting the vaccine, they've knocked 3 stars off our 5-star review.
Wow, that's harsh. So vaccine, I mean, I like that they're consistent with the currency. Vaccine talk is a 3-star punishment. That's the rules. Any vaccine talk, doctored 3 stars. That leaves us 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I get that some people maybe, you know, don't trust it and don't want the vaccine, conspiracy theories and all that. But, you know, you have to respect the people that sort of do want to protect themselves and their families and try to, you know, curb the global pandemic. So, you know, I think it's slightly harsh to knock 3 stars off a fragrance podcast because
it is a fragrance podcast, and the review is based on the podcast. I mean, it's not like we started going into a political rant about the vaccine. You just commented that you were going to get it, and then we sort of said, you actually said you were going to try and get a compliment on a fragrance that you wore when you went to get your vaccine. So to knock us down to 2 stars seems a bit harsh to me.
Yeah, and unfortunately pulls down the overall rating. Oh, well, what can you do?
Well, if you do support the podcast, regardless of your views on vaccines, do try and help us bump up that average again by leaving us a 5-star review. We would very much appreciate it. I just to sort of trigger warning, forewarn you, when I get the opportunity, I will be having a vaccine. I mean, does that mean 3 stars for you getting the vaccine and then 3 stars for me getting the vaccine? So are we minus 1 star now? Is that what that is?
Apparently, mate, it's not a vaccine. It's a Bill Gates population control thing.
Ah,
that's what it is. I know. If I'd have known that, maybe I wouldn't have booked my NHS appointment. Oh dear.
Well, now you've said that, now some person's commented on the bloody review of a podcast and told me that it all becomes clear now. Now I know that. Perhaps I'll change my mind.
I didn't see it on the news. I watched the news every night and didn't see anything about it. I saw Bill Gates getting divorced. That was a shame. But I didn't hear anything in relation to Bill Gates' population control.
I think the divorce was all because they had a row over the population control situation. That's
maybe she wanted the vaccine and he didn't, perhaps. Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I will be getting my vaccine. I'm a chartered scientist. I believe in science, I'm afraid. Sorry for the people that don't. So I will be getting the vaccine, but there we go.
Science is kind of true, isn't it, really? It's sort of factual. It's not, you know, there's no beating around the bush. It's there in black and white. And,
There's obviously people release papers and reviews and things which can be counter. You can get research that kind of counter that viewpoint or something, etc. But it's peer reviewed. We're getting into a political kind of thing now. Science versus non-science. So we won't do that. But I will be getting my vaccine.
Me too.
Did you get yours? Because you said you were going to.
It's tomorrow. Oh, it's tomorrow. I thought if we were doing our usual Sunday night, I would have already had it.
We need to tune in to next week's episode, episode 70, to find out if Chris got that elusive compliment when he gets vaccinated.
Yeah, I think I've decided what I'm going to wear, because I don't want to wear anything that's too... Like, I was thinking, could I go for something that is highly likely to get a compliment, like maybe you'd for greatness or Leighton, but I just... When someone's that close to you and you're in a tent or wherever you are, is it too much? So I thought I'd go for something...
Well, they will be wearing a mask, though, as well, don't forget.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, in that case, I've not decided. I'll keep thinking. Yeah.
God, I'm really curious now to see how that plays out. It's kind of, you either go kind of balls deep and go for something really heavy and full on, but then, like we said, it might backfire, or you could just go quite safe. But then it almost feels like if you go quite safe and you come back, I got complimented, and it turns out you were wearing Sauvage or something, it's it's going to be like a bit anticlimactic, like a Line of Duty finale. Do you know what I mean? We're going to be like, oh, you got a compliment. Yes, what was it? Savage. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well done.
That's an ending, but not a happy one.
Yeah, it's kind of an ending, and it makes sense, and it all ties things up nicely, but it's not the exciting ending that we were looking for. So, yeah. Moving on then. So that's the Podmin, isn't it, really?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we're doing okay in the charts. Do keep supporting us. We're growing. We're going up the charts in the Great Britain. So I think we managed to peak at number 50, but we dropped a bit, and now we're back up again at number 58. So we're doing okay in the UK charts. Yeah. US
not
charts
that it
are hard
really
to crack.
I mean, it doesn't really. We sort of talk about this, all this chart stuff, but it's not like, you know,
isn't it?
It's just a bit of fun. Yeah, we're not that. And we don't read reviews and things out to blow our own trumpets. We do it because we enjoy the engagement with our listeners. You know, whether it's people writing things in the Facebook group or reviews or the Ko-fis, we do it because we just enjoy the interaction with you guys, really. So thank you for everybody who does interact. It's
that's
great.
Reminded me, so last week we had a little section where we spoke about the fragrances, how fragrances are marketed. So do you wear a fragrance that's marketed to a woman, as a man, or etc.? So we had this whole kind of debate, and I said I'd post something in the Facebook group, which I did. I asked our listeners who are members of the Facebook group, which is the Scent Geeks podcast Facebook group, you can go in there and join. I asked those guys, I worded it as such that what fragrances do you enjoy to wear that aren't marketed to your gender as such? So if you're a man, do you like to wear fragrances? Is there any ones that work really well that are actually marketed to women, or vice versa? And that thread has blown up. There's loads of comments on there. So I was originally planning on reading them all out. We're not going to do that this week because we're a bit tight for time, but we'll do it next week. We're going to try and shout out as many people and kind of reference some of the recommendations. And I want to try some. I want to try some of these sort of female marketed fragrances that some of the guys are really enjoying. I'm going to try some of these. So we're going to shout those out next week. So just to acknowledge it, we've not forgotten. I'll come back to that, and we'll revisit that next week.
Speaking of fragrances, should we do what we've been wearing?
Yeah. What have you been wearing?
It's a week of wearing less. I've just had a mad busy week this week. I've been filming some videos and doing a lot of editing this week. It's been a bit crazy. So I've sort of just been wearing the fragrances that I've been making the videos on, I guess, really. So I wore the new Amouage. I think I mentioned those last week as well. Boundless and Material. I filmed something this week, so I gave them some heavy wear this week. Really been enjoying those. I think that I enjoy them both equally, actually. Boundless is in the male bottle, and Material is in what would normally have been the female style bottle, but it's unisex. They're both unisex. I don't know if Amouage maybe perhaps should be a bit more, I don't know, just explain more clearly that they're both unisex fragrances, because I think maybe some people might be put off by the female style bottle, thinking it's not for them, whereas it would actually be perfect for guys and girls. So I just thought that's interesting. So yeah, they're great. I went with a good solid designer, Acqua di Gio Profumo. That's coming up in a couple of videos I've got dropping. It's that time of year for that fragrance. And I continued to wear Atlant from Sarah Baker, which is this fruity, salty, oceanic fragrance, which is a real little beauty. And then the only other thing worth mentioning is I was doing a bit of wrestling with the kids. We watched a movie this afternoon, and then they like to wrestle, just like me to throw them around on the sofa. And because where we do that is in the room where all my frags are, they intermittently just kept stopping and spraying a different frag on, they enjoy looking at all the different bottles. So each of them put about 10 different fragrances on, so the whole room smelt pretty fragrant, I've got to say. There was some hardcore layering going on in my house today, so they've made up for the fact that I didn't wear quite as much this week.
Perhaps you should let the girls do a little layering combination for your vaccination. See if it works for you.
Wow.
See if you get that compliment.
Yeah. I think the person vaccinating me will be tripling up on their masks if I do that. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine how that'd be if she's like, you sit down and they start kind of preparing the like needle, syringe or whatever, I don't know. And then she's like, oh, just 1 second. And then she reaches in the drawer and gets a second mask and puts it over the top. Can you imagine?
I know.
Sort of an anti-compliment that would be. Jesus.
Do you dares me to wear my fecal horse poop ood oil for my vaccine tomorrow.
She'd be like, you need this, you smell ill.
Yeah, she'd be like, no, I'm sorry, you know, you've got to fully recover before you can have the vaccine. You can't have it if you're sick.
You smell like death. Leave.
Yeah, what did you eat?
Oh, God.
I better not. Anyway, no.
First stuff I've been wearing. So I've had, I don't know if it's an interesting week or not, but it's a thing that I want to make a point of, and I'm going to tag some people on Instagram, and I'm going to shout out to all our listeners to give this a go, and yourself maybe, Chris, as well.
Yeah.
So inadvertently, I've had a scent memory week. I've had a scent memory week for a week for fragrances. So I think it was like last, I don't know if it's last Sunday or Monday, the wife kind of gave me a hug or whatever, and she sort of stiffed me to see what I was wearing. I can't remember what I was wearing at the time. And she was just like, she was like, this week, can you wear fragrances that smell like you? I was like, what do you mean? She's like the ones you used to wear, the ones that remind me of you. And aww. So it's like that sort of reminiscence. She likes, because we've discussed this before, that I don't really necessarily have a signature scent anymore. Obviously, back when we were dating, where I only had like a handful of bottles, there was a lot of familiarity. Like, you know, my jumper would smell like me because it had my fragrance or my signature scent or whatever. So she misses that because I'm just wearing a different fragrance every day. So I thought,
she's,
you know what?
She's getting nostalgic for Steve's old smells.
And when I probably weighed less and had fewer grey hairs and stuff. So yeah, she started that off, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to try it this week. I'm going to just try and pick some frags. So I've worn a few of them. So I'll go through them. There's a lot that people will know already. I've already mentioned they'll know what's going to be here. So we'll get the obvious out of the way. Obviously, I wore Armani Diamonds. Everybody knows that one. I spoke about it a million times. I wore that a lot before I met her, when I just went out. So I met it when we were dating. I wore it on our wedding day. So that one was kind of obvious. So I had to kind of kick off the week with that one. And she was very happy about that. I then also wore Armani Diamonds Rocks, which is like the summer kind of flanker to it. It kind of is a bit more aquatic. It's got like a bit of a sea salty thing going on. So it's a much fresher take, but it still carries that DNA. Really enjoyable because there was a couple of days this week where it was a little bit warmer. I wore Boss Orange. She actually named that one. She went, and when I said to her, like, well, like what? She's like, oh, you know, the ones you used to wear. What about like the Boss Orange? You used to wear that. So she actually named that one. And I do remember, I was with her when I first ever smelt that. We were in like a Debenhams store, and I went and smelt it. And I think I was lured in by just the name Debenhams. Orange. Yes. I think it might have been John Lewis. I think it was a Debenhams. But I was lured in by the name Orange. As you know, I like orangey smells, and not even knowing that it didn't have any orange in it. But I smelt it and I was like, oh, that's really nice, that. And I remember she bought it for me for like my birthday, like after. So she's bought it for me a couple of times. I've bought it a couple of times. So I've been for a few bottles of that. So she was quite familiar with that one. So that was a popular one. For me now, actually, I've sort of moved on from it a little bit. It comes across as a bit spicy to me now. But anyway, I've worn Lancôme Hypnose, which is another one that I used to wear in the first house that we bought. I remember wearing it a lot then. That was kind of a bit more of a signature scent back then. I wore that quite a lot. It's that one with a twisted glass bottle that I really like. Yeah. I sort of said it's one of the coolest bottles that I own. So she really liked that one. She's like, oh yeah, I remember that. Zegna Uomo I wore, and I actually said to her, I was like, oh, does this seem familiar? And she's like, well, I don't think so. I said, oh, I wore this loads on our holiday to Spain like a couple of years ago. She's like, oh yeah, I remember that. I think she was just blagging that, to be honest. But Zegna Uomo I really like. It's a lovely, clean, fresh smell. I wore that a lot in the evenings when we went out on holiday. And then today I topped the week off with Parfum de Marly Leighton, which I was wearing when my daughter was born, which I announced on the podcast. So, I think it was inadvertent, actually, because I wore it that day, went to bed, got up at like obviously 3 a.m. to go to hospital. So I was still wearing it from the previous day because I didn't have time to shower, etc. So I ended up wearing my favourite fragrance the day she was born. So that was quite cool.
And
so,
when you wear Leighton, does it take you straight back to that day? Is it created that much of a memory?
Not, if I'm honest, not really, because I think, though I could still smell it, it wasn't particularly strong, because I don't think I reapplied before we ran out of the house or anything like that. But it's just a fragrance. It's probably the closest fragrance I have to a signature scent now, because I do wear it a lot. I wear the fragrances I wear the most are probably Leighton, probably still Bleu de Chanel, which is a bit cliche, but it's so super versatile. And obviously I reach for the Chronic quite often. So, probably Leighton, if I had to pick a signature scent, it's probably the closest thing I've got to it now, because I wear that a lot. So for me, it's just a very familiar, happy scent that I just love. So Yeah.
Great.
So I challenge, so perhaps this is something that you could do. I know you've obviously got to squeeze in sort of this sort of thing around fragrances that you are reviewing, etc. But I challenge you, Chris. I challenge our listeners. I'll do maybe a Instagram post tagging a few people. But if you want to get involved in this, it'd be really cool if you've got on Instagram, maybe share. You could either do a photo of all the fragrances you've worn that week, or if you want to do it daily, just do a scent memory fragrance or scent memory week, and then maybe do a hashtag like the Scent Geeks, and maybe tag me and Chris in it. So Fragmental and Frags Rich, you know our Instagrams. So that'd be really cool. There's no competition, there's no prize or anything, but it's just a bit of a fun thing to do. It'd be really cool, I think, if people gave it a go.
I was just, when you were talking about it, I was just thinking that'd be great, actually. That'd be a fun thing to do. And it's just the kind of thing that you need to give you the excuse to go back and wear the ones that you always loved anyway, which you perhaps don't wear as much these days. I know I don't.
We discussed this before. It's like if you sort of feel a bit guilty because there's fragrances that you love that, you know, generally some of your favourite fragrances, probably some of the fragrances that you would put in your top 10, you don't necessarily wear that often. Mm. Because for yourself in particular, you're too busy reviewing, or you're too busy trying to discover the next big, you know, fragrance. Yeah. So it gives you an excuse to go back and sort of just reminisce and enjoy fragrances. I nominate some people. I'll try and tag some people on Instagram. I'll do a post. But if you do want to get involved, it'd be cool. Just use the hashtag like the Scent Geeks, and perhaps we'll do a search. That's something we could do next week. We'll do a search. We'll search that hashtag and then we'll see if anybody's done it, and we'll shout out some Instagram listeners and shout out their accounts and for getting involved in the little tag there.
Yeah, love it. Brilliant idea. I'm going to do it.
Cool. I look forward to seeing what you pick, and then it'd be interesting to see like the reasons as well. You know, like I say, it might be because you remember playing with your children or like a birthday or whatever, or it might even be something less happy like a funeral, but obviously it's quite a significant scent. You remember that person and that scent or something, you know, anything like that really. I think it's quite a nice little,
yeah.
We've obviously discussed scent memories before, and a scent is so powerful for the memory. It really takes you back sometimes. So yeah.
It does. You're very powerful. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Doing it.
Right. How are we doing for time?
Well, I think if we've got a scent story, I think let's smash that and then we're done.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So I'm just, sorry, you might hear me flicking through my pages. I've got a scent story from a friend of the show. So Nick Harrison on Instagram. It's nick.j.harrison. He's such a great supporter. He always kind of tags us on Instagram. He always shares in his stories that he's listening to the podcast, and like almost every week without fail. So he's such a great supporter, and he's
hell of a guy.
He's a brilliant guy. I think he's submitted some scenarios in the past, but he messaged me, and it's just a really nice little scent story. It's not necessarily like really funny, but I think this is just a really nice, this is like Steve's happy ending. This is a nice little story. Okay. It's got a nice little happy ending in it, and I think it shows what fragrance can do and how it can be kind of, I don't want to use the word powerful, but I think it can help in life. So here we go. He says, "Hello, mate. Hope you and the family are well, fella. I've got a Steve's happy ending for you that not only involves the Scent Geeks podcast, but Sea Sense as well. So this is our old sponsor. There's certainly no hard feelings there. We give a shout out to Sea Sense. Yeah. They were good guys and they sponsored us. So he said, after the Chronic was banned from all scenarios, I think we banned it basically because it's one of my favourite fragrances, so I just kept using it. So we sort of said, yeah, let's not do that one. So he said, after it was banned from all scenarios, my interest was piqued. It was near impossible to find until you guys shouted out Sea Sense. Happy as a pig in shit, I picked it up blind." So he blind bought the Chronic, which is not a cheap fragrance. I mean, no. Okay, obviously it's all relative to how much cash you want to spend on fragrances and how much you think is cheap or how much you're willing to splash out on a blind buy. It always makes you laugh. There's a avid kind of frag head in a few of the groups, Christian, I've mentioned him before, Christian Callahan. I remember he did a video, just going off on a tangent, in one of the Facebook groups. He blind bought a Bulgari Le Gem fragrance. I can't remember which one it was. It's the one that's quite heavy on leather. So he spent, like, he blind bought it at, like, I don't know what it was, like 350 quid or something. And he filmed his impressions in the Facebook group as a blind buy. I filmed it. Cool. And it was just one of the best first impressions because he smelt it and went, "Oh, fucking hell." It was just like the best. I mean, Christian's one of those guys, he will happily splash out on some cash on the fragrances. He's not shy of spending a couple of hundred quid on fragrance. So it's all relative. Like I say, there's people out there that go, that's fucking crazy. But for him, probably less so. And he just sold it on. So he kind of probably got, he didn't lose too much money. But yeah, it was a first impressions. It was brilliant.
He just knew straight away.
You could see in his face, he smelt it and he just went, oh, fucking hell. The leather's far too strong. It was straight away he knew. And there was no change in his mind. So I think he's literally put it up for sale like the same day or the next day. So anyway, I digress.
Right. Yes. So back to Nick.
Yeah, happy as a pig in shit, I picked it up blind. As I do with most new scents, I wore it a few days in a row, pre-COVID this is. So I do that. We've discussed this before. When you get something new, you want to kind of give it a good rollout. One of these days was a busy Saturday night at work. I operate a chain of nightclubs, he said in brackets, or used to, sort of pre-fucking COVID is the phrase he's used. Around 11 p.m, I get a word over the radio that some Doris is having a moan up about drinks prices and guest list. So off I pop to make her night better. So that's... if anybody's wondering, perhaps if they're not in the UK, to call somebody some Doris, it basically means just some woman's having a moan and she's being a bit of a sort of nuisance. Halfway through listening to her complain about everything and nothing at all, she compliments how good I smell. Keen to move the conversation on, I tell her the brand and the name, etc. I wonder if they got in a conversation about the Chronic being the name, but anyway, he doesn't say about that. With her issue now sorted, both her and I continue our night. Around an hour later, I'm summoned to her table, where I now find myself sat with them on her boyfriend's phone, looking at the SeaSense website, ordering a bottle of the Chronic. Problem solved and happy guests all from smelling good. A victory for Fragcom. Much love and keep up the good work. That is brilliant, isn't it?
I mean, that is the ultimate heartfelt compliment. If you give someone a compliment and then you love it so much you go and buy it, wow.
Blind buy, well, I guess it's not a blind buy because they've smelt it as such, but they've not smelt it on them. But they've just, and it, like I said, that's not a cheap fragrance. So again, if perhaps they were a bit drunk as well, but if they were like, oh, that's amazing, they just found it and went, yeah, I'm going to order it. I think that's brilliant. I love
that's
that.
So good. Wow, what a great story. Thanks, Nick. That's a brilliant one. Love that.
That's really cool. So, yes. So it doesn't have to be a fragrance fail or something, you know, stupid and laugh out loud. If it's something like that, send it in. We want to hear those sort of lovely little fragrance moments that you kind of shared with somebody. They're really cool. We'd love to hear more about those. And it's kind of inspired me. I might wear the Chronic tomorrow, actually, on my day out with the grandparents. So there we go.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering if it should be my vaccination scent. Could work.
I think that could be a shout.
Yeah.
It's obviously got the performance. It's it's a compliment getter. It's very, I think people do love it. So could be.
Well, we will see. I've got another few hours to decide and I will let you know next week.
I look forward to hearing about it and I think we all do. Is that it? I think we decided we're going to keep this podcast relatively short just to not disturb our Saturday nights too much. So if you're a bit disappointed by that, we do apologise. But we did briefly consider not doing a podcast this week. So, you know, 35, 40 minutes is better than no podcast. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's it. Just one more thing really to say. I did mention I would let you know how you can win the bottle of fragrance or the discovery set from Kajal Perfumes. You just need to go to their Instagram, find the picture of the fragrance bottle that has the Scent Geeks written on the photograph itself, and then you just need to share that, and wherever you share it, tag Kajal in, and then at the end of the month, they will pick two winners, one for the discovery set and one for the full bottle. So go and give it a shot, and who knows, you might win.
You might indeed. We still need to hear from more winners. I want to do this. So do get in contact with us if you have one. We want to hear kind of how you got on, what you thought to the fragrances. Yeah, and we might even feature you if you're confident enough to give us a little sound bite or something. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, good idea. Yeah. Right. Well, I think I'll let you sign off, Steve, before I bring it to a close.
Yeah, not much more to say other than thanks again. Sorry it's a little bit shorter this week. I mean, to be fair, we always planned them to be this length, but we just always rabbit on so long. So for once, we're actually sticking to it. So thanks again. Do send in those scent stories. Like I say, it doesn't have to be a massive fail or something that's hilarious. Just a lovely little scent moment that you share with somebody would be lovely to hear about. Other than that, thank you. And thank you for the support in the podcast.
Cheers, Steve. I'm glad we did it because it's always great to catch up, because that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about us having a catch up about...
Indeed.
sort of fragrance experiences of the week, as well as just sort of sharing that with the listeners too. So yeah, glad we did it. Thanks very much. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be here for you next week. Have a week, geeks.
Bye.
Thank you.